I-49 means we're headed back to the traffic center, and Eric Butler.
Quite a bit of congestion on I-15 in the South Salt Lake area. We do have one crash still there on the left shoulder. This is just before the 3300 South exit, and that's got things slowed way down. And then they really don't get back up to speed until you get all the way down past Draper, and then you've got some more delays awaiting you at Point of the Mountain. The northbound side, we also have some slowdown heading from Murray up past 3300 South toward the Spaghetti Bowl. Andy?
Big Valley delays southbound Bangor Highway from 70th South to 90th South. You'll want to avoid it in West Jordan because of a crash at 90th. We've also got backups as well through Kearns and Taylorsville, 5400 South in particular. I'm also seeing traffic backed up at Point of the Mountain. Now, if you're heading into Utah County, it's going to take you almost 15 minutes to get from the point to Lehigh Main Street. And there's some northbound slowing just after Lehigh Main and right after SR 92 heading into the Salt Lake Valley. Mark?
We've had three wrecks, I'm afraid, since the beginning of rush hour northbound I-15 between South Salt Lake and Beck Street. Latest one is clearing at 2100 North. So KSL travel time still 22 minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington, the delays in Davis County. Pretty tight between Highway 89 split and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 delays overflowing northbound up into Fruit Heights. The new George S. and Dolores Dore Eccles Theater downtown will open this fall on October 21st and 22nd. Find out more to purchase tickets. Visit EcclesTheater.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.